What's up, CBI listeners? Benjamin David here, head of our comic book intl.com network. Happy con, man. New York Comic Con 2018 was this past week, and four shows from our CBI network were there covering con. We got Above and Batman Beyond, we got Bat Yard's Finest, we got DC Collecticast, and Update Nerd Style. That is a lot of con podcon network coverage. And guess what? None of it's free. Getting to New York, not cheap. I come from New Jersey. Stuff ain't free. But guess what? Now we got a sponsor. So thank you so much to Tushy. Just go to hellotushy.com and you guys can take advantage of this amazing product that is now sponsoring our network. What's a Tushy, you ask? Well, quite simply, a Tushy bidet is a device that easily attaches to your toilet and sprays your bottom clean. Not your typical sponsor, but who cares? This friggin' company rules. And you know what? The name of our network is not international for no reason. I used to live in Italy, and boy, the culture shock of seeing this other toilet next to the normal toilet, I was like, I'm not sitting on that thing. That looks like a little sink next to a whatever. I'm American. I use toilet paper. Then I started using the bidet, never went back. And then I had to come back to America, and I was stuck with no bidet. It was another culture shock that I got coming back. So I was like, oh my God, now I got to take a shower every time afterward. Now you don't, because we have Tushy, guys. So the way it works, super simple. It installs in 10 minutes. Tushy fits all standard toilets and on some one-piece toilets. No electricity, plumbing, or significant other required. You don't have to get your boyfriend or girlfriend to help you out with this thing. Do it yourself. Just unscrew the toilet seat, pop the Tushy on, connect to water, and get to pooping. Look, man, don't be shy. Everybody poops. You just wash your butt, adjust the pressure from gentle butt spritz to power wash, then resist the urge to brag about how clean your booty is to everyone. Or don't. Because it'll all be dry and clean and perfect. And, you know, we got a health and fitness podcast coming to our network. And part of health and fitness, or at least the health part, there's a lot of health issues that come with, you know, this American standard toilet paper system we have here. You know, most of us will admit, we'd like to go in the shower right afterward, but we might not have time. With the Tushy, I've talked to people that say they don't even wash their hands afterward, not with a Tushy, but with other devices similar to this. I'm not saying don't wash your hands. I'm just saying that's how clean this system is. So once again, go to hellotushy.com. That's hellotushy.com. And you're going to give them our CBI exclusive network code. So they're going to take 10% off your first order with code BEYOND from our Above and Batman Beyond podcast. So once again, go to hellotushy.com and they're going to take 10% off your first order with code BEYOND. That's BEYOND. You're going to redeem that once again at checkout, hellotushy.com.
This is Update Nerd Style. My name is Owen Kinnair, and I'll be bringing a new segment to the Comic Book International podcast family known as Dirty Nerdy. I'd like to first thank my friends over at Steady Geekin' and Above and Batman Beyond for giving me the opportunity to join the Comic Book International team. And you can follow them on Instagram at Batman Beyond Podcast and at Steady_Geekin' on Instagram. Here on Dirty Nerdy, I'll be covering a lot of my fandoms, ranging from video games, maybe in it pertaining to the lore, and maybe how some of these games retrospectively shaped their genres, as well as anime such as One Punch Man, Dragon Ball Super, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and My Hero Academia. I'll be open to adding more titles to that list if you guys really want some news on it, so just let us know in the comments if you do. As well as some reviews on movies that may pique the interest of people on the channel. And with the greetings and thanks out of the way, I'd like to get to my first topic that I'll be covering here on my segments. And that will be the Broly movie coming out for the Dragon Ball Super franchise. That'll be coming out January 2019. Well, you may be saying that there's already been a Broly movie, and you're right. There was one on March 16th of 1993. And in that film, he was released, but he wasn't really a main staple character. The thing about a lot of the movies that happened back in the day for Dragon Ball Z, they kind of took place in little pocket timelines that were separate from everything else. They never really carried weight over into the main continuity TV show. A lot of these things like Tree of Might and the Garlic Jr. sagas, as well as Broly and the Janemba sagas, were all movie-exclusive kind of events, and were never really elaborated on any further than that. However, this movie will be not only a retelling of Broly's story, but it will be the canonical addition of him to the Dragon Ball universe. It's safe to say that he's probably the most popular of the movie villains among the franchise, because he is the only one to be a movie-exclusive villain that has made his way all the way to the Dragon Ball FighterZ roster, which he is the only one that's not from the TV show. And before I get into the speculations as well as news on the new movie coming out, I'd like to cover a bit about Broly's past from the original movie, because I feel like this will have a lot to do with the new film coming out. I feel like it's not really going to be a new Broly film, but more of a retelling of his original story to modernize it for new fans. In the original film, King Kai ends up alerting Goku about a unknown Saiyan that's going around the southern galaxies, destroying everything in his path, and he's heading his way to the North Galaxy, which is the one that Goku and others reside on. But however, simultaneously as this is going on, Vegeta is met by a Saiyan that lands on Earth, calling himself Paragus. And Paragus said that he created a new plan of Vegeta that is fit for Vegeta to finally take his place as now king of all the Saiyans. And being the very proud owner of that title, Vegeta definitely takes him up on that offer, but also all the other Z fighters tag along in order just to make sure everything is safe. And while there, they meet Paragus' son Broly, which turns out has a very weird air about him. He only seems to really be agitated when he sees Goku, but also has a very heavy disdain for Vegeta that he wasn't really hiding. And it turns out that there was a reason for that. Broly hated Vegeta because his father left Paragus and Broly for dead when it was prophesied that Broly was going to be the most legendary Super Saiyan with a limitless power. And when he was being sent off to be killed, he kept hearing Goku crying in a bedchamber near him, and it, for some reason, scarred him, making him hate Goku. So, after all, we won't really spoil the ending of that. Feel free to go back and watch it just so you can get the whole gist of it. But I feel like a few of these key elements are going to play a factor in the upcoming film. Recently, a trailer was released for the upcoming film, and in it, you got to see a few images of them fighting, as well as just images of his father telling him to fight, and the most poignant thing I heard in that whole trailer had to be Vegeta saying something about how Broly is learning as he fights, and it made me think of something I read in a article by comicbook.com, where it was confirmed that Broly would be having five total transformations for himself in the movie itself. So be prepared for a lot of hair color changes and a lot of screaming. And I think as the fight gets deeper and deeper, Broly will be rising to meet all of the transformations that Goku and Vegeta are going to have to raise up to in order to continue to combat Broly. One of the initial taglines for the movies were referring to the villain, which was then revealed to be Broly, as the father of all Saiyans. Now, I think what this would mean is that Broly's bloodline is either so pure and untampered, or it's just so evolved and capable that he is just going to have the character traits of a Saiyan to an nth degree, which would be when Saiyans fight beings that are stronger than themselves and manage to survive, that they just become stronger and stronger. And as we know, there's not a lot of killing going on by the heroes, so he will continue to get stronger and stronger as they try to subdue him, thus creating this vicious cycle that's going to make him stronger. So I feel he'll be rising up all the different transformation levels until he reaches his iconic, bulky, legendary Super Saiyan form with that yellow-green tinged hair. And I think this will be awesome because this will have everybody wondering just how they're going to close it out, because the original movie was a little anticlimactic with the victory, but I feel like this is a chance for the creators to really make something interesting and really maybe elaborate more on this Ultra Instinct form that we only got a taste of at the end of Dragon Ball Super. Some people are hoping for a Gogeta fusion that will include that Ultra Instinct form, maybe hybriding with Vegeta's Ultra God Super Saiyan Super Saiyan Evolution. It's such a long name, that one. I'm probably even saying it wrong. But I think it's Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan Evolution. There you go. And so there's really hopes to maybe have a way to canonically bring Gogeta in as well with the fusion dance, now that they've brought in Vegito, as maybe they're just going to round it out and give us both. But what we can know for sure is that Frieza will be involved in the movie, which will be very awesome, because people are going to want to know what he's up to after Super, because he was given his life back by Beerus. But it seems that Frieza wants to still end Goku's life and is going to be getting involved in some way. He's not going to be the initial reason of the conflict, but I feel like he's going to be trying to capitalize in some way. But I feel like it's going to just add to chaos instead of giving anyone an upper hand. But it'll give us a chance to maybe see him fight again alongside Goku, because that was a really cool scene at the end of Dragon Ball Super. I would really love to see that again. But there's really not been a lot of news on this, because there's just so much more time until it actually comes out, and you know, you don't want to spoil a movie before it comes out. But I'm really excited for it. Everything looks really cool. The animation looks great. I really encourage you to take a look at the trailer itself. You could find it on YouTube now. But apart from that, there will be some more updates in the future. I may be covering my top 10 favorite moments of Dragon Ball Super and top 10 most hated parts. And I'm also going to be covering a lot of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure with Chapter 5 coming out. So be on the lookout for some reviews of Chapters 1 through 4, where I'm going to try to catch you guys up and maybe see if you'd be interested in watching the new season as it airs. And on top of that as well, just keep your eyes peeled to the pipeline for everything from my partners over at Steady Geekin' and Above and Batman Beyond. Once again, you can follow them at Steady_Geekin' and at Batman Beyond Podcast. This has been an update Nerd Style. Thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.